Chapter 38. The spiral staircase spun me in a steady, ascending circle. The low, ugly light within the walls swirled sickeningly, adding to my sense of motion sickness and disorientation. Below me, I could hear Thomas's sharp, mocking laughter as he fought, together with the occasional report of Murphy's gun. My aching body hated me for forcing it to run up the stairs, particularly my knees. Anyone my size is prone to that kind of thing. But there was nothing to be done about it, so I ignored the pain and went on, Lily's fiery butterfly keeping pace with me and lighting my way. I had longer legs, and I caught Charity as she neared the top of the staircase. Molly screamed again, pure terror and anguish and pain, and her voice was very near.
"I'm coming, baby,"
Charity gasped, panting. She was in great shape, but no one's exercise program includes running up several hundred feet of spiral stairs in full mail and helmet, carrying a big-ass hammer and a sword. Her legs had slowed, and she staggered a little when she reached the top stair and found herself in a short, level, low-ceilinged hall leading a few feet to another open archway. The cold light of winter night, moonlight on snow, shone in through the arch. I managed to snag her arm and check her advance, just as a heavy door slammed to cover the archway with tooth-rattling force. If I hadn't delayed her, it would have hit her like a speeding truck. She recovered her balance, and while she did, we heard a heavy bolt slide shut on the door. Charity shoved a hand at the door, which remained fixed. She kicked a booted foot at it and failed to do so much as rattle it in its frame. Molly screamed again, still close, though muffled by the closed door. Her cry was weaker, shorter.
"Molly!"
Charity screamed. I thrust the spread fingers of my left hand against the door and was instantly aware of the energy flowing through it, binding it, giving it strength beyond reason to resist being opened. I looked for a weakness, a soft spot in the adamant magic supporting the door, but there was none. The ward on the door was, simply put, flawless. It spread through the door's substance as coldly and beautifully as crystals of ice forming on a window, the magic of winter drawn up from the heart of the land. There was no way for me to unravel the subtle, complex fairy magic. But then, it was fairy magic. I didn't have to be subtle to counter it.
"Charity," I snapped. "It's fairy make, the hammer."
She shot me a glance of comprehension and nodded. "Clear the door." I hurried back, leaving her room to swing. "Please," Charity whispered as she planted her feet and drew back the weapon. "Please, Father, please." Charity closed her eyes and took a deep breath, focusing her concentration on delivering the most powerful blow she possibly could in the confines of the hallway. Then she swung the weapon back, golf club style, cried out, and swung, stepping forward. Maybe Charity was way more buff than I thought. Maybe that particular ward had a particular weakness to cold iron. Maybe it had nothing to do with magic, and Charity had somehow tapped into the strength available to all mothers when their young are endangered. Hell, maybe God was on her side. Whatever happened, that siege door of adamant ice and malevolent obdurate magic screamed and shattered at the blow from her hammer, shattered like delicate glass, shattered into pieces no larger than grains of sand. The whole tower rang with the power of the blow, the very black ice it was made of seeming to shriek and groan. The floor literally shook, and I had to crouch to keep from taking a tumble back down the stairs. I heard Charity choke down a cry of pain. She had broken the door before us, but the spells running through it had backlashed against the hammer, and it too had shattered. A flying piece of fractured metal had cut across her hip and lodged in one of the rings of her mail. It glowed red hot, and she frantically slapped it away, even as it burned her. Other pieces of shrapnel from the hammer had struck the walls of the tower, burning their way into the black ice, sending a network of cracks of green-white light all through the tower around us like some sort of bizarre infection. Black ice melted away from the red-hot steel. The tower rumbled again like some vast, agonized beast. Charity dropped the handle of the hammer. I could see that her right arm hung limp and useless, but it didn't stop her from making an awkward left-handed draw of the sword at her hip. I slipped up beside her, staff held ready in both hands, and we stepped out onto the parapet of the Tower of Arctis Tor together.